Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name's Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. I would like to hear from you. If you have anything to add to our study in the scripture, any comments, questions, whatever, I would like to hear from you. So go to my website, crosstheborder.org. You'll find a link there to email me. Okay, we're starting in the book of Leviticus. We haven't got very far because we've been busy discussing, I believe, very important things. Speaking of this priest, the temple priest sacrifice system, we're going over the sacrifice as revealed previously throughout the scripture. We spent a minute talking about the first sacrifice by the high priest of Adam and Eve right there, where he made the sacrifice and clothed them with the skins, how Adam and Eve carried out the sacrifice. So we don't have anything written about it, but certainly they taught it to their sons. And perhaps when Cain and Abel became of age, perhaps they were twins, or perhaps they were about the same age, or maybe they were paternal twins, if not identical twins. We don't have that kind of information in the scripture. But it came about that they brought the sacrifice 1 year. And I would venture to say that they had become young men or at the age of accountability to bring a sacrifice for themselves. And of course, we read that it's a willing sacrifice. How Cain was a farmer, basically. He toiled in the ground to bring forth the fruit of the ground. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. And certainly, they were clothing themselves with the skins of animals as their high priest had taught them to properly cover their nakedness, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There is no covering. So we have the sacrifice there again. And of course, then when Noah went on to the ark, he brought two of every kind of animal, its male and its female, but he brought seven of the clean kind. So there was a definite distinction between what was clean, what was appropriate for the sacrifice, and appropriate to slaughter and, of course, eat for the sacrifice, and what was not. So there was a definite distinction between what was clean and what was unclean. And, of course, Noah got leave at that time to go ahead and add meat. That is, and of course, it did not have to be spelled out specifically that Yahuwah was speaking only of clean meat, because of course he was, that he could now eat meat as a regular part of his diet and not just the sacrifice. So we see that the sacrifice was not a new thing. It was not just instituted here, but it is being codified here. And we have a temple that's been erected, and we have now a ritual sacrificial system that is being set up with priests and everything, and that's what we're going through here. And we left off Exodus last time, and we see that they had just set up the tabernacle, it being the second year, the first day of the first month of the second year that they came out of Egypt, and that's where we're at now in Leviticus chapter 1. In verse 3, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will. And that was the point, that it was voluntary. And of course, that leads me to believe, and from the hints that we have in Genesis, that Adam and Eve definitely volunteered. When they met with the high priest at the beginning, I'll bet you the high priest preached a good sermon and told them everything, told them what was to come, and then he said, do you want to take part in this? Do you want this sacrifice? And of course, we see that they consented voluntarily, and they were clothed with the animal skins. A little more insight there for you. And we can thank our Heavenly Father, His Holy Spirit, for the revelation that we receive when we patiently go through His Word. He shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. and he shall kill the bullock before Yahuwah, and the priest Aaron's son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. He shall flay it, the burnt offering, and cut it into his pieces. And the sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire upon the altar and lay the wood in order upon the altar. And the priest Aaron's sons shall lay the parts, the head and the fat, in order upon the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But his inwards and legs shall he wash in water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar, to be a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And what is the sweet savor? It is someone in obedience voluntarily bringing the sacrifice to the priests. The sweet savor was what Abel did. It was not what Cain did. That's what the sweet savor is. It isn't our Heavenly Father isn't up there just, you know, has us down here running around doing barbecues for his pleasure. Obedience. That's it. Voluntary obedience. And that's what I see here in this. Voluntary obedience. That's the sweet savor, is the voluntary obedience. The recognition of the gravity of our sin. And if his offering be of flocks, namely of sheep, it is the or of the goats for a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring it male without blemish. And he shall kill it on the side of the altar northward before Yahuwah, and the priests Aaron's son shall sprinkle his blood round about upon the altar, and he shall cut it in his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them order on the wood that is on the fire which is upon the altar. But he shall wash the inwards and legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to Yahuwah be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or young pigeons, and the priest shall bring it unto the altar, and wring off his head, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out of it at the side of the altar, and he shall pluck away his crop with his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on these parts, by the place of the ashes, and he shall cleave it with the wings thereof, but shall not divide it asunder. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, upon the wood that is upon the fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto the Lord. And, you know, what I get from this is that if all you could bring is a turtle dove, so even a poor man could voluntarily show himself and come to Yahuwah and bring the sacrifice and say, yes, I'm looking forward. I accept your sacrifice. I accept the propitiation. I'm looking forward to the promised Redeemer of mankind, because that's what it was all about. That's what Adam and Eve were doing. They voluntarily said, yes, we accept that. We want our sins covered by the blood. Now, apparently, if we go back to Cain, Cain said no. And what did Yahuwah say? Says, sin lieth at the door, but you shall rule over it. Well, Cain didn't rule over it, did he? But the command was, you're supposed to rule over it, but remember, it's voluntary. Our Heavenly Father forces no one to accept his Redeemer. No one is forced. Like I said, they didn't go down with a list. It was voluntary here. They didn't go down with a list to all the children of Israel and check off their name. They came willingly, voluntarily, and brought the sacrifice to show themselves to Yahuwah, that they wanted a part in the redemption that was promised to Adam and Eve. And that's what it's all about. It is about nothing else. It's a looking forward. And when any will offer a meat offering unto Yahuwah, his offering shall be a fine flour. And of course here the word meat in the King James means food. In this case, fine flour. He shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons the priests, and he shall take therefrom his handful of the flour thereof, and the oil thereof, and all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And the remnant of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire. So they were to burn a remnant as it shall be, let's see the exact words there, shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. So they would take a pinch of it to burn as a memorial upon the altar, but, says here, the remnant of it, the rest of it, shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is theirs, their food, and their meat. And it says a thing most holy of the offerings unto Yahuwah made by fire. And if thou bring an oblation of a meat offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. And if thy oblation be a meat offering baked in a pan, it shall be a fine flour unleavened mingled with oil. Thou shalt part it in pieces and pour oil thereon. It is a meat offering. If thy oblation be a meat offering is baked in thy frying pan, it shall be made a fine flour with oil. And if thou shall bring the meat offering that is made of these things unto Yahuwah, and when it is presented unto the priest, he shall bring it unto the altar, and the priest shall take from the meat offering a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And again, I emphasize that the sweet savor is a voluntary obedience. Voluntary obedience. And that's what he's looking for today. You know, Yahushua coined a phrase. He said, speaking of the kingdom of heaven, he talked about those that would take the kingdom by force. And we've seen where that leads throughout history. We have, you have certain factions in Islam following the Quran to the letter out there forcing people into their kingdom of heaven. You know, it's convert or die. That's what taking the kingdom by force is. It's about converting or dying. And of course, we have the Inquisition of that church, so-called, of the Vatican. Of historical fame. Yes, it was convert or die, recant or die. They were taking the kingdom by force. They were forcing the kingdom upon others. That, as we see here, continually throughout the scripture, all the way through all the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, there is no place for forcing people into a religious belief. There is no way, there's no place for forcing anyone into the kingdom of heaven. That would be an abomination. No one will be in heaven who hates the Heavenly Father's law. If you hate His law, if you hate His way, if you hate His law, you hate Him. Because His law reveals His character. And if you hate His law, you hate His character. You hate Him. And believe me, you will voluntarily not be in the kingdom of heaven, and you will not be there forever because you hate it. You would hate it. What would you do there? You would leave as fast as you could if you were there. So it is voluntary. That is the point. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 10, and that which is left of the meat offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is a thing most holy of the offerings of Yahuwah made by fire. So the most holy, he's saying here, is that which is a gift for the priests or the tribe of Levi, for the priests, because they had their part in him and not in the land, as we will see when we get, as we move forward into our story here. Chapter 3 and verse 1. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before Yahuwah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. So here you are. You're voluntarily bringing your sacrifice to the temple, whether it be a female or a male. It's a peace offering. You bring it to the temple, you lay your hand upon the head of your offering at the door, and the priests kill it, and the blood is sprinkled. They take that blood and they sprinkle it on the altar round about. They sprinkle it on the altar for you. Why? Because you realize the gravity of your sin. You realize that the blood of this animal that you nurtured from a baby from in your flock, and you know how close you can become to people can become to an animal, perhaps, especially children. To bring that little animal, put your head upon it, and have it sacrificed, its blood shed in your stead, represents nothing but an understanding of the gravity of your sin. Chapter 3, verse 3, "And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver, and the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aaron's son shall burn it upon the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire." So there they throw this part, the fat and all the inward parts, upon the wood on the fire, and it's burned up completely, as sweet savor unto Yahuwah. And as I say again, the sweet savor, you lay your head upon the head, your hand upon the head of the sacrifice when it's killed, when its blood is shed there at the door of the tabernacle. Obedience, realizing the gravity of your sin, a true heart for holiness. This is the sweet savor to our Heavenly Father. "And if his offering for sacrifice of peace offering unto Yahuwah be of a flock, male or female, shall offer it without blemish." You know, of course, again, the best of your flock. You don't say, well, that one, you know, that one's kind of not very good looking, or it has this fault, or it's limping, so let's offer that one. No, you're supposed to offer it without blemish. You're supposed to bring the best of your flock, or don't even bother. "If he offer a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before Yahuwah. And if he lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron's son shall sprinkle the blood thereof round about upon the altar, and he shall offer it, offer of the sacrifice of his peace offering, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah, the fat thereof, the whole rump, and shall take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards." And I guess if you're a butcher, you understand all this a little more than I would. "And the two kidneys and the fat upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver and the kidneys, it shall take away, and the priest shall burn it upon the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if his offering be a goat," and we have a lot of repetition here, so bear with me as we go through this. We're going to get a lot out of this as we go through this, and we go through it with patience. And I just, you know, I'm so thankful unto our Heavenly Father that for the revelation that he's given us today as we patiently go through his word. "And if he lay his hand upon its head and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle the blood thereof upon the altar round about, and he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver and the kidneys, it shall he take away, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the food," and there they use the same word as food for meat, as we read meat earlier. "It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is Yahuwah's." So all the fat and all the inward parts were to be thrown on the wood of the fire. All of it was not to be eaten. "It shall be perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that you eat neither fat nor blood." And that's a good thing to adhere to even today. No fat, no blood. It certainly is a healthy thing. And I really do believe that this was given for their health more than anything else, because our Heavenly Father dearly cared for his children, and especially those that were willingly, voluntarily endeavoring to be obedient and understand the gravity of their sin by bringing the sacrifice. "And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying," we're in chapter 4, verse 1, or verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the commandments of Yahuwah concerning things which ought not be done, and shall do against any of them, so a sin by ignorance here. If the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then let him bring for his sin which he has sinned a young bullock which without blemish unto Yahuwah for a sin offering. And he shall bring the bullock unto the door of the tabernacle, the congregation, before the Lord, and lay his hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before Yahuwah. So if you sin in ignorance, or the priest does any sin willingly, you have to willingly bring it, lay your hand upon the bullock's head, and kill the bullock before Yahuwah. And of course, the priest that is anointed shall take the bullock's blood and bring it into the tabernacle, the congregation, and the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of the blood 7 times before Yahuwah, before the veil of the sanctuary. And we're going to pick up here when we get back for our next session. Don't go anywhere. Do visit my website, crosstheborder.org. There find the email link to email me. I would like to hear from you.